Awesome. Let's get it. Let's go. I am Dr. LJ, the holistic endo expert. I specialize in everything endometriosis, hormones, and gut health, like all the unsexy stuff, some of the sexy stuff, but all the issues that can happen kind of between the boobs and the knees. Like, that's my area of expertise. Took me 16 years to be properly diagnosed with endometriosis. That was 16 years of hating my body, 16 years of hating my doctors, 16 years of people kind of talking me into hating myself because I was broken. There was something wrong with me. Once I was finally properly diagnosed with endometriosis, it was always a good thing. But then I always say it like this. It was almost like a throat punch Thursday, right? It was my reminder of, oh yeah, you have a chronic illness. And they're kind of like, do you want to just shut up and go back on the birth control, go back on the hormones, go back on the Miralax and the laxatives, because there's nothing we can do for you. At that point, I'm kind of like, I need more quality of life. I was on the bathroom floor, couldn't raise my kids, bleeding out every second, murder scene periods. I had a body I couldn't rely on. I was not able to go to work on a consistent basis. I was not able to show up in my life, in my career, in my family. Like, it just sucked. There's no other way to put it. So at that time, I really just wanted to take my life back, right? I had to get in the driver's seat of my health. The biggest thing I say about the driver's seat, and I will back up a little. I don't come from the high horse talking down to you like, this is what you better do to get better. I come from the low horse. These are the things I did right. These are the things I did wrong. Whether or not they work for you, I just want to share my story so that you have more information so that you can empower yourself, right? There's nothing worse than just being in the back seat and your health and your body just kind of like, you know, effing you over, I hate to say it, and then you're just miserable. So I was able to heal myself naturally, but it took a lot of work, right? Functional medicine is what helped me get my life back. Integrative medicine, natural, you know, natural practices, lifestyle changes. Conventional medicine and prescriptions, yeah, they were a little helpful along the way, but as far as long-term health, as far as what gives me this energy, this joy, the business I have, the life I have now, that all came from lifestyle changes and really some of the things we're going to talk about today. I will say, right, hormones and gut health, I always come down here because this is where you feel a lot more of the issues, but please know that everything is connected, right? Your hormones, your gut health, I joke about it, but it's like really serious. Your head is connected to your body. And you're like, I know that, but I want you to remember that as we start talking about everything today, your head is connected to your body, right? So that rash that you're having, the acne, the brain fog, the weight gain, the bloating, like all of those symptoms that you're chasing with supplements, I want you to really think about it as we go into this chit chat for about 30 minutes that they're all connected, and we're going to give you tips and tricks so that you can actually have some walkaways today. So that's a little bit about me. And Elizabeth.
Yes. Hi, everybody. My name is Elizabeth. So I have been also suffering from gut health. Actually, I was also having a hormonal problems, which is already, as we mentioned, interconnected. And I went very early in menopause, like in at 43, I started to lose my period. You know, I didn't know. And at the same time, I had terrible gut issues. So bloating, pain, skin rashes, brain fog, concentration issues, thyroid issues, fatigue all the time. I couldn't do anything. Bloating, pain. So with my nutritional therapy background, and I have studied, I have diploma in that, I was thinking that the nutrition is everything. You know, you just eat healthy and that's it. I'm learning later on that having a stressful period in my life have contributed in creating a leaky gut, because cortisol itself creates leaky gut in the same time and creates inflammation all over the body. That's why I had skin rashes, the brain fog, and everything was interconnected. And when we have inflammation in the gut, our hormones are affected. The organ that produces hormones, they're all affected. That's why I enter very early in menopause, and I had terrible hot flashes, and that's all gone now. It was like 7 years ago. I'm 52 now. So I managed to cover all the aspects. So gut health, hormonal health, stress, all the techniques. We will share some tips today, and you will learn, you will get away with some tips, what to start doing to have better gut health and hormonal health together. Yeah, so if you have any questions.
I love it.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely take questions. If you have questions, put them in the chat. But I want to kind of circle back. So a lot of the times, and I could be just talking to myself, if you can relate, give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down or put it in the chat. A lot of the times when we're suffering, we're looking at symptoms and we want solutions, right? There was not one time I laid in the bed with hot flashes or hormone issues or a murder scene period and thought, gosh, what can I do to normalize my hormones? What can I do to balance my gut? I was like, what can I do to lose weight? How the heck do I turn off these hot flashes? Like, I'm sweating like crazy. I'm embarrassed. You know, what do I do to get the bloating down? Like, I'm tired of wearing baggy t-shirts, right? It maybe works in winter to wear a baggy sweatshirt, but in the summer, I live here in Arizona. It seems like 130 degrees, right? I couldn't keep rocking the bloating and the, you know, and the tank tops. I could, but I wasn't as confident. And so when you start thinking about your symptoms, do you ever really just kind of sit back and think like, why do I have these symptoms, right? Put in the chat some of the symptoms that you're having right now. And I will say, we are not giving medical advice. You're just really wanting to empower you to take that 30,000 foot view. Because what happens with all of us, like I said, every single one of us, we have supplements and symptoms. We have a symptom, we want a supplement, right? We are bloated, we want the tea to stop the bloating. We have gained 10 pounds, we want the weight off because we're going to the wedding, we're going on the vacation. We're dressing right now because it's February and we've got to get in those bathing suits. You know, we're already coming from those misconceptions of, you know, eat less, do more, you know, we're going to over-exercise, you know, we're all going to cleanse, we're all going to detox. And I want you to take all of that and just sit it on the shelf for a second. Because I think some of that we're holding too close to our heart. And when we're holding it too close to our heart, we are not open to other things that may help us. So when you're dealing with hormone issues, yes, gut rumbling, hot flashes, brain fog. Another thing I'll say, that gut-brain connection, and I think that's huge, right? When your gut is imbalanced, your brain is imbalanced. When you have leaky gut, constipation, diarrhea, all of the things that go wrong down here, the rashes, the bloating, the weight gain, if you have leaky gut, you have leaky brain. So I don't know who this is for, but if you are dealing with brain fog and hot flashes and a lot of this like, oh, I'm just getting older, or oh, this is what happens when you have kids, or oh, I'm in my 40s, I just can't remember anything. If you're having leaky gut, you're having leaky brain. So that is all connected. But when you are looking for healing opportunities to balance your hormones and heal your gut, I want you to really open up your mind. You're not just looking at what can I do to balance my hormones and fix my period? What can I do to get this six pack out? What can I do to lose weight? I want you to start thinking broader, right? Because when we only just chase the symptoms, it gets us very like, I like to niche down and I like to hyper focus. But when you're trying to heal your body, you have to zoom out. You want to look at your hormones, your immune system, digestion, detoxification, oxidative stress, internal stressors and external stressors. And I'll kind of break those down a little bit. Also, just like everything else that's going on with your body. For example, if you're having hot flashes and hormone issues, it's really easy to be like, oh, you know, I'm just having hot flashes, or oh, I'm in perimenopause. But have you ever thought about that connection of your gut health? I see this all the time when I'm doing testing, which is why I love to test rather than guess. And I know Cassandra has did some testing with me. And it's really interesting where we look at the gut health and all of a sudden we see that imbalance of that gut bacteria. That's why you're having hot flashes. It's not because your hormones are going haywire and crazy. It's not because your hormones have left the building. It's because you have a bunch of toxins sitting down there. And so when you have the toxins sitting down there, you have the bacterial overgrowth. It's actually re-tagging toxins. Re-tagging toxins, that nothing's TMI, so I'm just gonna come to you straight, right? When you're re-tagging toxins, it's the person that sweats at the gym. They like, I go to the bathroom all the time. I drink plenty of water. I'm pooping like a champ, but you're still gaining weight. You're still having period pain. You're still bloated. Why? Because your body is re-tagging the toxins. So it's gonna go through all the motions. It's going to make you think that you're detoxing. It's going to make you think that you're getting healthier. But if your gut microbiome is off, it's going to re-tag every single one of those toxins. And your body is trapping that. When you're having hormone and gut issues, and then I'm going to pass it to Elizabeth, you are dealing with toxins, trauma, and inflammation. So if you can go through that entire wheel, I want you guys to write that down. Hormones, immune system, you know, different medications that you're taking, detoxification, digestion, your energy production, stressors, internal and external, make a list of those things and then start to really bring it down to a more granular level. Like, okay, what's going on with my detoxification? What's going on with my immune system, right? Immune system is more than just, you know, taking vitamin C and all these little vitamins that we like to take, right? Because if your immune system's not showing up, your hormones in your gut is definitely going to be impacted.
Yeah, definitely. Like Dr. LJ said, so it's we have to zoom out and we need to incorporate many things in order to get a healthy gut and a healthy hormones. It's not like she said, like, I have bloating, I'll take this supplement and I will feel better. Many people do that, you know, or many people are restricting their diets, you know, they're restricting, okay, this is causing me bloating, this is causing me joint pain or something, and they end up with eating just a few food types, when eventually they will start reacting to these two, three food types, and this is not healthy. So we need to learn how to incorporate all these healthy lifestyle choices, because if we have, for example, if we have like a round of antibiotics, what we have done to our gut, we have ruined all the gut microbiome, and the bad guys have a chance to proliferate and to overgrow. And those guys are sending bad signals, creating toxins in our gut and disturbing the gut barrier, which is creating leaky gut. What happens later on? All these toxins, all these bacteria, viruses, even the food particles, the bigger molecules, which shouldn't be supposed to leak, they are leaking into the blood and creating inflammation and disrupting all our organs, our hormonal producing organs like ovaries, adrenals, thyroid. It's affecting everything, all the organs. We have brain fog then, we have skin rashes, we have joint pain. So everything is interconnected, especially and the toxins, of course. And we know that the liver is our, we say, okay, liver, we will detoxify everything, but liver can detoxify one day, second day, third day. But with years, we don't take care of our gut. We don't take care of what we put on our skin, what we breathe, what we drink, everything, what we eat, sprayed food. So if we don't care about that on a daily basis, it accumulates. And one day it will say, okay, it's enough, enough, it's enough. And it will start showing you symptoms. And these symptoms of, these diagnoses are actually symptoms telling your body that something is, your body is inflamed. Like, we need to eliminate all these terrible things like toxins, like inflammatory foods, and to start incorporating the healthy food and heal the leaky gut. And all of a sudden you will feel the organs will start functioning normally. And all the symptoms diagnosis will slowly eliminated will be at the end.
Yeah, I love those points. And notice she didn't say, take this one supplement, everything will be better, right? I love magnesium, don't get me wrong, right? But social media will make you think that magnesium is gonna take you from zero to hero in 5 minutes. It is not going to happen. I love me some nutraceuticals, and I'm telling you, I love magnesium. A magnesium bath, baby, it puts my body in rest and digest. I'm out of fight or flight, there's less bloating, I sleep better, I have more energy, but it takes lifestyle changes. It's not just that one thing. So I am gonna hop over to the questions real quick, because I think this is a really good point before we start talking about some of those takeaways, because I know you're like, light, I want to leave with some answers, and baby, we gonna bring those answers. So right now I have someone that says that I'm not diagnosed. I want to stop right there. Whether or not you have a diagnosis of IBS, IBS constipation, IBS diarrhea, I'm just going to stop on the IBS one and say it's really just BS, because they don't really know what's wrong with you, right? But for them to get paid from their insurance, they've got to put a code down. There's got to be something broken. So when we have these things going on with our gut and they're not entirely sure, then it's like, you know what? I'll sweep LJ under the IBS rug. She's constipated. Let's give her some laxatives. Let's give her some this, some water, some fiber. If you're on here, you're high achieving, you're highly intelligent, you've already done the research. You already know that typically those run of the mill, you know, everyday things are not going to be helpful as far as healing your gut. I do appreciate when we are properly diagnosed, but this is what I will say. Yes, yes, yes. I have a lot of knowledge. So does Elizabeth. But this is the thing. We are not going to take our power and give it to someone else. You know your body. You've been stuck, and I say that in a positive way, in that body for 50 years, 35 years, 28 years. It's your body. Please do not let anyone in a white coat, anyone with a bunch of alphabet soup, as I call it, all the initials behind their name, trick you into thinking until you're diagnosed, we can't help you. Or until you're diagnosed, you can't start healing your body. If I could talk to the 16-year-old me, the 18-year-old me, the 21-year-old me that had a child, that was married, that was in pain all the time, and tell her that it was okay to start making lifestyle changes and not just rely on a diagnosis, not that I would turn back the hands of time, but my world would be in a better place, right? It's in a great place right now, but that 16 years of suffering, I could have probably squashed that down a lot if I knew that getting a diagnosis was not going to bring me a cure. And a lot of the things that you're dealing with, conventional medicine, I love it, right? You break your leg, you can send me an Instagram DM all day. But if your leg is broken, I probably need you to go ahead and go to urgent care, go to the ER, get a cast, go to orthopedics, right? That's for acute care. You know, you need something right now. You need a surgery. You've had a hemorrhage. There's an emergency. But most of you that are on here, you're not dealing with an acute problem. You're talking about something that has literally been kicking your butt 5, 10, 15 years. It is something where you're like, I always get yeast infections. I always have eczema. Oh, it's that time of year. This is when I'm going to have. And it's like, no, I'm sorry, but those are chronic issues. Those are not acute. So conventional, amazing for that acute thing. You're in a car accident. You need medical care. You can message me all day long and I'm still going to tell you to go get the immediate stuff. But a lot of you are on the long term, right? You're managing chronic illnesses. So whether or not you've been diagnosed, if you have chronic symptoms, you need to switch into functional medicine. I always say functional medicine is so you can function at 110%, right? Not so that you can wake up and be like, oh my gosh, here I go. Another day in the dump, another day of endo pain, another day of bloating, another day I'm going to go to work and not get promoted because I can't remember anything because I have brain fog, I have leaky gut. That's a different thing, right? So I love being diagnosed by conventional, but please do not let that lack of diagnosis steal your power. It's okay to jump on over here and be like, you know what? Maybe I do have a diagnosis. I've got a lot of diagnoses and I'm huge on saying, which is why I'm in this huge rebrand, that I'm not going to be defined by these diagnoses. Yes, they are an issue. Yes, they are documented, but that's really just information to empower me, right? That diagnosis of asthma, okay, great. That just lets me know that I need to cut back on inflammation, that when I start wheezing, when I'm having mucus, that I know my body. Now I know that I've came across mold. I've ate a high histamine food. That diagnosis is not debilitating to me. It used to be a cross that I would carry and I'd be like, oh God, here we go again, right? And we get into that pain and trauma loop of, oh, here comes the pain. I'm gonna be sick for a week. I'm gonna be out for a month. So I love the diagnosis. I had to hop on that soapbox. But even if you do not have a diagnosis, please do not let that keep you trapped in finding issues and finding problems. It is okay to start looking at solutions. Number one, who should I contact to find out? I'm not sure what type of diagnosis that you're looking for. But you know, you need to be working with your doctors. You need a doctor that you can trust, a doctor that you can, that will listen to you, right? A doctor that you have to keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. And their answer is always a surgery or let's take this out or let's put you on this medication. If you're cool with that, great. But if you want more, then you need to find a doctor that will give you more. Number two, are seizures connected to endometriosis? I have seen a lot of patients in my practice that have endometriosis and seizures, endometriosis and POTS, endometriosis and IBS. Endometriosis is chronic systemic inflammation throughout the entire body. Yes, it's going to kind of wreak havoc on your hormones because it brings hormones to the table. It's going to mess with your period, but endometriosis is not a gynecological issue. So if you're having other things, you guys already know, if you haven't checked out my podcast, the Holistic Endo Expert Podcast, I talk about how we sweep all these things under the rug, right? So just because you may have a diagnosis, please do not chalk up every symptom and throw it under that diagnosis. Find a time or find someone to work with you to kind of unpack that. I have been randomly having issues for years. Yeah, I do have psoriasis and immune system, right? So like I said, hormones, immune system, digestion, detoxification, all of those things are connected. So let's talk about, yes, sign up for that consult. Yes, I am ready for you. I'll have to put the link. Actually, Cassandra, if you have the link, because I'm not sure I can pull pull it up. I'll try to put the link if you guys want to do a consult. So let's start talking about things that you can do to heal that leaky gut, right? Leaky gut, tight junctions is what we want. Nice, healthy gut, food's coming in, we're getting all the nutrients. Leaky gut, they're open. That food is coming in. I don't care how organic, I don't care how expensive it is. I don't care if you grew it in your garden last night. If you have leaky gut, your body is going to attack it. And that's where a lot of your issues are coming from, right? So that's high level. Yeah. So Miss Elizabeth, what are a couple tips that you would tell people that are dealing with leaky gut? And then I'm going to chime in on the hormones.
Yeah, just like you mentioned, you explained very nicely that like endometriosis doesn't come only with endometriosis. It comes together with seizures, with the skin issues, with joint pain, with fatigue, with brain issues. So inflammation creates different types of symptoms, and it's different for everybody. So it doesn't mean if you have seizures, you need to fix the seizures only, right? So you need to fix the inflammation in the body, which comes from the having a leaky gut, right? So the main thing is we need to first calm the inflammation in the body, of course, eliminate all the triggers. We know the inflammatory foods. I can suggest the basic inflammatory foods, which are the gluten, dairy, sugar. So try to eliminate this and see how it goes. So this is the first thing, eliminating the triggers. If you're living in a moldy environment, like Dr. Elgin Johnson mentioned, you need to move away from that area, not to breathe the mycotoxins, because they're constantly creating inflammation in your body. It doesn't matter how healthy you eat, how organic food you eat. So you need to eliminate all the triggers that you know are present. Of course, eliminating the, try to buy organic, of course, we reduce the toxins that you're ingesting in your body. So number one tip, eliminate the triggers. Number two, manage the stress. Stress is very important. Like Dr. El just said, it doesn't matter how healthy you eat. If you're under constant stress all the time, it's in the same time it's creating the leaky gut. If you're trying to heal and create the leaky gut in the same time, it will not heal. So you need to focus on the stress also. And we are also teaching that how to manage the stress. We cannot eliminate stress. I mean, we live in a stressful world, right? So we have stress everywhere in the world. So we cannot like just tell our body, okay, just calm down, because our body doesn't understand the words. Our body understands the feeling. So we need to create the feeling, and we need to calm our body. We teach that. There's different types of tricks and how to calm your body instantly, and you need to actually eat in a calm environment. Okay, so we cannot eat on go, you know, when you're running, you're hurrying in a hurry to go somewhere, and you just eat on the run and don't digest your food. Of course, this is the first bad thing that will happen in your digestion. So if you don't eat in a calm environment, in the rest and digest, it's called rest and digest system. It's not sympathetic, it's parasympathetic. So rest and digest. So if you eat in a restful environment and you chew your food properly, it will help your digestion. So many people have indigestion. So this will help with your indigestion, and it will smoothly, the nutrients will be easily available and easily absorbed. And if you have a good gut bacteria, it will be absorbed very easily for your cells, to feed your cells, right? Okay, so that was number two. Number three should be exercise. Yeah, exercise is very important, because exercise is creating endorphins, you know, like happiness, making you happy. So when the muscles contract, they create these neurotransmitters that makes you happy and gives you energy, actually. So you will eventually feel less fatigued, right? Everybody who has some inflammation in the body feels fatigued, because the body, the cells are fighting something. So we need to calm the inflammation. We need to become more happy. And number four, let's say, yeah, stay hydrated. So drink plenty of water. This is important. For the if we have constipation, we need motility. You know, we need the toxins to be eliminated regularly. So what does it mean, constipation? Constipation means if you have less than one movement, bowel movement a day. Okay, so some people think that normal is to have one bowel movement in 2-3 days, but it's not normal. We should have every day to eliminate the toxins, because they are reabsorbed. I mean, the bile that is produced from the gallbladder, it's reabsorbed in the colon because our body is smart. They doesn't want to waste anything, and it's reabsorbed. If it's all with toxins, the bile, it will be reabsorbed together with the toxins. So we circulate the toxins, and we intoxicate the liver all the time. It's a vicious circle. So we need to eliminate the stool regularly. Okay, and the last one we should say, yeah, eat healthy food, eat organic, clean food, probiotics, fiber, but depends, it's different food for different people, right? I cannot tell, many people are asking me what to eat, but it's different for everybody. It's not like one protocol fits for everybody, right? So I would,
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, so what I'm gonna do is rather than overload you guys with more tips, I feel like you've gotten a tons of tips. So I'm just going to elaborate on all of those. So Miss Elizabeth, what was number one that you had mentioned?
Yeah, number one, to avoid the high inflammatory food.
Yes, so high inflammatory foods. I love to talk about this one. If you guys know me, I always throw myself in the hot seat. That way you don't feel like I'm calling you out if I work with you. This is something I learned. The clean eating of, you know, I'm not going to eat this, I'm not going to eat that, I'm keto, I'm paleo. We love to grab a nutrition plan, right? And I'm all about nutrition. I'm not knocking organic. But what it is we grab onto that. I'm keto, I'm this, I'm that. And then we go to the store. Do we shop the perimeters? No, we are going right to that package crap that said keto, that said paleo, that said organic. And that is what I learned was a huge healing opportunity, not only for myself, but for my patients. When you have that leaky gut, remember those junctions where all your crap is literally falling through, your body is attacking those toxins. I do not care what the party on the front says. I need to see the real truth in the back. Some hidden inflammatory items that you're gonna find is tapioca. People don't think about that, right? Or they're like, oh, I'm gluten-free. Honey, if you're really gluten-free, you would not be eating that Hidden Valley Ranch, you know, dressing. There is gluten in some of these things. So realize that some of the inflammatory stuff is in some of your packaged stuff. I have nothing against processed stuff. I love me some French fries and all the fun stuff as well. But you have to remember, I wish I had a package of food. Like, you need to really get back there and read those ingredients and realize that inflammatory foods are very high level, but for you to get healing wins, you got to get a little more granular. I can't just run around and be like, oh, such and such said if I, you know, do bone broth, it's going to heal my leaky gut. Yeah, it will. But if I'm still getting gluten in through hot dogs and packaged meat, yes, lunch meat has gluten. A lot of you think, oh, I don't eat carbs, you know, so I don't understand why I'm not losing weight. It's because you're doing packaged meat and you're getting a bunch of gluten. You have holes in your gut. And your body is literally attacking all that gluten. So when you think inflammatory, like I said, I'm just going to elaborate on each point. Find what works for you. Nightshades are very inflaming for some people in their healing journey. However, when you heal that leaky gut, maybe you can have tomatoes and potatoes. I'm that person. Before, tomatoes would swell my throat up. Honey, I'd be puffing on that inhaler 24/7. Like, I could not tolerate them. I have now healed my leaky gut, got rid of H. pylori, got rid of all that bloating, which the bloating was not just bloating. It wasn't endo belly. It was small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. It was H. pylori. That's why my stomach would hurt when it was empty, because I did not have all of that foundation. Once I clean that up, I can have potatoes now and I'm not bloated. I don't get the white coating on my tongue. I don't get rashy where the yeast starts to kick up. But that's at the end of the journey. So when you're looking at inflammatory foods, please do not do the cookie cutter diet stuff. Like I said, all of you guys that are on here that are taking time out of your day, you are highly intelligent, high achieving, you're doing the work, you're doing the research. Please do not fall for the gimmicks of these are the five foods that are gonna heal your gut. Yes, they can be supportive, but find what works for you. What was number two, Miss Elizabeth?
Yeah, number two was stress.
Say it again.
The most important
stress.
That makes
I'm gonna
me
break
sick.
It down with the stress. The stress is internal and external. We are very, very good at external stressors. My kids stressed me out. My boss pissed me off. Someone ran into my car. I was in a car accident. That's all fine and great. And then in our minds, we're like, oh, I meditate, I pray, I do yoga. I love all those things. What about the internal stressors? That chronic yeast infection that you've been battling for years, your white blood cell count that is just totally messed up because your body is always fighting an infection. You always have canker sores. You always have, you know, the cold sores. You always have an illness. That is an internal stressor. A diagnosis of PCOS, endometriosis, hypothyroid, all of these diagnoses, those are internal stressors. Please do not waste your entire lifetime trying to get in rest and digest, only focusing on external. Oh, there's my fur baby. Only focusing on external triggers. You have to look internally. If you're managing a chronic illness, I'm here to tell you, I don't know if you've heard it, that is an internal stressor. If you're in a stressful relationship, a toxic relationship, may it be personal or professional, that is an internal stressor, right? If you are battling family trauma, all these other things, mental health issues, I'm not blaming, I'm not shaming, but please understand that there is a connection to the internal stressors. So like I said, super easy to be like, these things are ticking me off. What's going on the inside of your body, right? I'll jump onto endometriosis because that's one that I dealt with for years. That was an internal stressor. Endometriosis is a chronic fire that is always burning in your body. You either are doing things to push the fire down or turning it into a bonfire, right? For me, a bonfire was eating Tostitos chips, corn. That was a bonfire for my body because my body doesn't like corn. That was pain. That was inflammation, right? Decreasing that stressor is eating foods that heal my body rather than kill. What's number three?
Number three, very well said. Yeah, number three was exercise.
Yes, fitness. I love me some fitness. I may have been doing some working out right before this. I'm going to keep the fitness one short and sweet. I know that we want to lose weight. I know that we want to dump the toxins, the trauma, and the inflammation. But when it comes to working out, find the workout that works for you. And most of the time, if you're managing hormone issues and gut issues, the cardio, baby, it's not working for you. It may give you the sweat. It may give you the glow. But it's okay to work out for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Not every workout has to be balls to the wall, dripping sweat, especially if you're done working out and then you got to hang out on the couch for 2 hours. You work out on Monday and you're in pain all week. Those are signs that the fitness that you're doing is not working. The other thing that I was talking about in my group coaching, and I'll share this with you guys. Typically, I wouldn't cross-contaminate, but I feel like you need to know this. Fitness is amazing, but why don't we sometimes think about it as movement? If you just busted your butt and cleaned your house for 2 hours, that's movement. That's fitness. Fitness is not just when you're outside hiking and biking and walking and at the gym. Moving your body in your home, shopping, any type of movement, we need to start giving ourselves credit, right? Just because you don't log it on your phone as a big 60-minute walk, but if you've got your 10,000 steps, if you were able to stretch and do yoga in the bed, especially when you're managing chronic illness, give yourself some grace. And lose that mindset that if you didn't go to the gym and be on the Stairmaster for an hour, that you're a bad person and you didn't work out. Hey, if you clean your bathroom and it took you 30 minutes, I call that an upper body workout. When I hand mop my floor, these circular motions, honey, that's a workout, period. I'm not beating myself up because I didn't go to the gym. What is number four?
Yeah. And I want to mention about this, yeah, because exercise is actually stress for the body. So we need to mm-hmm. while we are healing, because we are having anyway inflammation, we are having internal stressors. So we need to do something easy for us, like maybe walking outside. Anyway, walking outside in nature will give us a clear brain. You know, it will help us sleep better. So sleep is one more tip also. We need to sleep like 7 to 9 hours. And going outside on the sun will create better sleep for us, because it will create more melatonin, will make us sleep. Because the cortisol and melatonin, they are opposite, you know. During the day, we should have high cortisol. During the night, we should have high melatonin. But if we're in constant stress all the time, we cannot sleep. Many people are telling me they're suffering from insomnia. They cannot fall asleep, or they're waking up during night, which is showing toxicity in the liver. So we need to focus on cleaning the body and walking, like I said, walking in the nature, going in sunlight, and not just popping pills like supplements, vitamin D, and we just cover the problem. It's not going to be like that. We know that we all don't have time, but we need to prioritize. If our health is priority, we need to do some certain steps to get some improvement. Okay, let's go next was to stay hydrated, to have regular bowel movement.
Yes. So hydration is important. You need to hydrate your body, but sometimes you're like, I'm drinking all the water and it just has me running back and forth to the bathroom. This is what I would say about that. If you're doing all the things and you're not getting those wins, this is what you need to remember. Sometimes we got to go old school, or maybe this is new school for you. It's okay to add a pinch of Himalayan salt. It's okay to put a scoop of electrolytes in your water. Sometimes you're not drinking quality water too. I get it. I used to be the person tapping in on the tap water. Honey, I've evolved. I am no longer tap, tap, tapping in on the tap water, because that's just putting a bunch of toxins in my body and working against my healing journey. The other thing I will say when it comes to constipation, some of you are like, my bowels move once a day. To be honest, if your bowels are not moving 2 to 3 times a day, you are technically constipated. Why do I say that? Every time something comes in, something should go out, right? If you got that rabbit pellet poop, you know what it's like when you had sat there for 15 minutes, your legs are going numb and still nothing came out. Like I said, nothing is TMI. You need to hydrate your body, but also realize that if your gut microbiome is off, if you're under a lot of stress, you're in fight or flight, you're at the office right now listening to me, inhaling your food, barely chewing it, it's going in whole, it's coming out whole. And then when you have a lot of GI issues, it's usually not coming out at all, or it's coming out rapidly and you're running back and forth to the bathroom. Hydration is important, but you need to focus on your bowel health. Your bowels is a detoxification pathway. A lot of you, like I said, want to drop the toxins, the trauma, and the inflammation, yet your bowels don't move. You are on Amazon. I'm gonna call you out this morning looking for the latest and hottest detox product out there. I wouldn't recommend detoxing. If your bowels don't move, if you don't sweat when you work out, if your lymphatic pathways aren't open, if you have a bunch of swollen lymph nodes, you're not ready to detox. You need to back all the way up. I'm sorry, you need to reel it on in and open up your drainage pathways. A lot of you are dealing with GI issues because you're recirculating toxins, like we talked about in the beginning. Your body is like, I'll let LJ go through the motions, but she's still gonna stay sick, because we don't let toxins go, right? And focusing on those internal and external stressors. I could go on and on about constipation and diarrhea, because I'm like, your girl has been through some serious health issues when it comes to my gut health, and finally got some health wins that I will share. I'm huge into essential oils and plant medicine, and I've had 4 colonoscopies in the last 2 years, where they would get to a certain point and then they'd wake me up. I honestly, Cassandra took to my second to the last appointment and my last appointment. And it's like, they put me under, 5 minutes later, they're like, we woke you up, we can't help you. And it's always inflamed and always stuck, right? That was why I had 19 centimeters of my bowel pop out a few years ago, because my gut got so inflamed, it had nowhere to go, right? So it expanded and imploded as much as it could. And then I had a foramen of the Wenzel hernia. Very, very rare. You only see that usually in patients around 70 to 80. My doctor had been in practice for over 50 something years. And he's like, I had never seen someone of your health and of your gender and of your age have a foramen of the Wenzel. So when I say I had a lot of inflammation where my gut was like, well, the only opening is this little opening between your diaphragm and your ribs. It literally popped out and they were wanting to do an emergency surgery. Would surgery have been helpful? Yeah, it would have helped me at the moment, which thank God it all retracted and I had to take care of that. But at the end of the day, what was the problem? The inflammation. As long as I held on to the inflammation, as long as I was backed up and constipated, my bowels, that, you know, there's only so much room in here, right? I don't care how small you are, how big you are. It has nothing to do with size. There's only so much, you know, room. And when your body is inflamed, that's why you're puffy. That's why your hands are puffy, right? Your face, the double chin, all these things. But for me, it's always been a lot of bowel issues in my bowels. I guess one day they were just like, we can't take it anymore. They're like, we're just going to pop out. Mm-hmm. And you know what? 19 centimeters of my bowel, honey, that caught my attention real quick, right? That's why I'm big on the cookie cutter inflammatory diet. I'm not really a fan, because I was already doing that and laying up in the hospital, you know, talking about an emergency bowel resection. You know, I already did the cookie cutter diets, and we should get away from diets and go into nutrition, but who was still laying up in the hospital with this dire situation? So yes, hydration and gut health important. And what is number 5?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to mention. It's very important for to have a good bacteria. Number 5 is actually fermented food and good food, healthy organic food, because these good bacteria are called microbiome, of course, but it's called estrobiome, because they are also digesting the excess estrogen that we have in our body. So if we have a good bacteria, if we have a balance in our gut, they will digest the food properly, make it bioavailable, all the nutrients, and we will have a healthy cells and healthy body. The thing I wanted to mention that you said you had a problem with your bowel and constipation. The people who have problem with the bowel, who have constipation, who have pain in the belly, they should concern themselves lucky because they will focus on healing the gut, right? Instead of because the symptoms are in the gut, so they will focus on healing the gut, and they will learn how to eat healthy, and they will learn how to heal the gut instead of the people who doesn't have any problem with the gut, but they have, let's say, thyroid issue, or they have joint pain. They focus on joint pain only. They focus only on thyroid. They don't think that the problem lies in our gut, right? So the number five was fermented food, organic food, eat healthy food. Like you said, don't go in the grocery and buy the packaged food with said keto cookies or keto or organic something. But there is so many ingredients, which if it's packaged, that means there is some additives to make it not to be spoiled on staying long time on the shelves in the grocery store, right? So there must be some antibiotics, so the bacteria will not grow in that package, right? So when you are eating that packaged food, it's also antibacterial for your gut. So you're killing your gut bugs in your intestines, and you're creating this balance. So every packaged food must have something, some additives that is killing the bacteria. It's not allowing them to grow, so the package will stay like that untouched for a long period of time. So you go on the fresh fruit and fresh vegetables, fresh things, and you buy all of that. And if you can buy, of course, non-sprayed, non-organic. And also, I wanted to mention about the hormonal, because we take the hormones from the food that we eat, right? So if the fruits and the vegetables, they are organic and healthy, then we create our hormones. I remember my son tell my husband, you know, Daddy, can you buy this clementines and you know, without seeds, or grapes without seeds, because I like to enjoy the taste and not have the seeds in my mouth, right? But the grapes and the fruits, which are made without seeds, they're GMO, they're genetically modified. So they take out the hormones from these plants, the hormones from these fruits, not to be reproduced, right? Not to produce seeds like we produce in ovaries, in testicles, you know. So if you're eating food which is genetically modified, it's not seems to be reproduced, but then it will affect your fertility. Right? If you
Yes,
want
I
to,
feel like you
yeah.
guys, like I said, we said five ways to heal your gut and hormones. I feel like you're gonna walk away with at least 25. You're welcome. We just dropped all those gems. So we're gonna start wrapping it up because I've got back-to-back patients today. Lots of people that are ready to heal their hormones and gut. I will give you some contact information if you guys want to reach out to me. My website is ljspowerhouse.org. My podcast is the Holistic Endo Expert Podcast. I'm on TikTok under Dr. LJ Johnson. I love me some Instagram. I love Zoom when it lets me go into Facebook Live, and we're still going to figure that out as well. But definitely reach out to me. I do have a program right now that we are filling for the month of March. So if you are like listening to this and you're like, I think she's onto something, I think I want more information, we did put the link to the discovery call. So if you want to book a discovery call, that is not a coaching call. You just got some free coaching right here. But if you're like, I'm ready to take that next step, please reach out to me. We do have about 8 spots left, I think. That is going to be a cohort of people that are serious about their health, that are looking to balance their hormones. We've got the hormonal component, we've got the functional testing, we've got the concierge service. You guys get that VIP number where you're able to contact me. None of that logging into the patient portal and hoping and praying that your doctor gets back to you sometime that month, or a PA that's just kicking back a random answer, the cookie cutter answer. You guys are able to really have that support, the accountability, the trackers. We have the weekly calls. You also have that one-on-one support with me and my team. So if you are interested in getting deeper into this, if you've done all the things that we've talked about and you're like, I'm ready to test rather than guess, I'm ready to get back in the driver's seat, you're ready to stop suffering in silence, then I am here for you. And Miss Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about what you've got going.
Yeah, so for the people who are definitely sure they have leaky gut and they want to heal their leaky gut, so we have a program, 5-week program, which is we're covering the leaky gut steps, following step by step. You know, many of my clients have come to me after being with different practitioners, which they give them just standard gut protocol, like eliminate this food and take these supplements, which usually they sell their own supplements. That's normal, of course. And but we don't do like that, so we need to follow step-by-step process. It's not like I said, eliminate some food and take supplements and the gut, leaky gut will heal. It's not like that. And if you want to to enroll in the program, just contact me. You can send me a message anytime, and we'll have like a discovery call, same like Dr. L. Johnson, and see if you are fit for this program. And there are three options to enroll in the program according to your needs and preference. And we can discuss about that. So you can contact me anytime.
Yes. The one thing I will ask, if you guys, sorry, I'm getting choked up over here. I guess I'm getting too excited. If you found value in this, tell us in the chat right now if this is something you'd like to see us do like once a week, every 2 weeks. I'm not saying we can do it every week, but if you found value, just type the word value in the chat so that we make sure that we're serving you, right? Because I love to talk, and I'm going to be honest, if you're not finding value, I can just as easily talk into the mic and create a podcast episode, right? Like, I just want to get the information out. So I love podcasting. I love sharing all the gems, but I want to make sure that you guys are actually getting value out of this, if it's worth your time, your energy, and your effort. So if you did learn something today, type the word value and just let us know how often you'd like to see this. We are doing our best to find a way to live stream it into the Facebook group. So you guys, oh, okay, somebody got some value. Okay, I wanted to make sure I wasn't talking to myself over here. So thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day. You have both myself, Elizabeth, and you know us just here to support you. We do both have Facebook groups as well, how to naturally heal your hormones and gut healing, and then naturally healing your gut. So just be able to empower yourself with these tips and the tools. But I will say that if you've been doing it on your own and you are ready to take your health to the next level, you're tired of suffering in silence, you're tired of us staying up all night on, you know, Dr. Google and WebMD and a teeny bopper on TikTok who has no certifications trying to tell you how to get yourself in the driver's seat. If that is you, you need to reach out to us and see that what we can do to support you. So happy Friday. Hopefully you guys have a good weekend. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. See you next time. Bye-bye.